You're listening to the back burner on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello. You're listening to the back burner.
What is up?
God, I have to turn your fucking mic down.
You're listening to the back burner on CITR 101.9 FM. We are a relationship dating advice show, and we're turning into just an advice show. The number.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, you can call at any time during the show to chime in on our topic, or if you have any
topic?
Stories.
You're okay?
In front of me. Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm really happy we could do the show for you guys. Anyway, just call the number. What's the number, Isaac?
The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. Colin.
Yeah, Colin.
You need help.
So last week's show, if you weren't able to tune in, was a great show, jam-packed with callers.
And seven.
Seven callers. Yeah.
The lucky number.
Tupac number.
Tupac. Is that his number?
Yeah, I used to be into these conspiracy theories about how the number seven was related to Tupac's death. Very interesting stuff. I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
Michael Jackson's number.
Well, either way, we were talking about last show, the worst advice you've been given, and the consensus was girls liked to be spit on. It was okay to pee. It's okay to, what was it?
There's the socks.
Girls like being grabbed.
It's okay to pee in a girl and doing it in the butt can get you pregnant.
No, guaranteed.
Guaranteed pregnancy.
You can spit on a girl, you can piss on them, you can grab them.
No,
you push them, you can dip and bop them.
Okay, we do not condone these things.
We do not.
Just joking around.
This is so much. Why don't we just bring it back?
I didn't hear that. That's
on the back burner.
That's from the back burner.
Right on the back burner.
All right, Sean.
What just happened?
What are we talking about today, Sean?
Wait, what are we talking about today? Well, we're talking about, okay, so we're talking about exes or ex hookups and whether we acknowledge or talk to them in public, or even if you had a Tinder match and you noticed them in public and you're like, okay, we matched, but we haven't talked. What do we feel about that, people?
Okay, so this guy and I had been talking last year for like a solid like 2 months, and it was like fine, and then I broke things off because I was like, this is boring, nothing's happening. And then I was like, oh, but like we should still talk because you're really interesting to talk to. And then we never saw each other again. And then I see him walking towards the bus loop, and I'm walking towards the bus loop, and we're both walking in the same direction. And so I run up in front of him, and I'm like waving at him. I'm like, hello, hey. He stares stone-faced, stares straight ahead, does not turn
oh
his
my
head,
God.
Walks straight, like, looks
oh my
straight
God.
Through, and I look at him,
so
and I was like,
oh,
nice.
Nice, thanks.
Oh my God.
That's brutal.
That's awful.
I was so sad.
I have one.
Okay.
This is about the ex interaction thing. So, in my first year, I hooked up with somebody, like, early, I think, early on in first year. And, like, we hooked up, and then just stopped talking right after. Like, it just was one of the, it fizzled immediately. Like, it was a one night kind of stand.
And well,
no, this is the thing. Cool. This is the thing. It's like she, like I knew enough about her to like know her name, know everything. And she, well,
that's okay.
Okay, moving on. She ended up in one of my classes in first year the semester after, and now she lives in my neighborhood.
Oh.
So, and she works, and she used to work like next door to where we live. So I ended up seeing her a lot the few years afterwards. And it started out as like a, oh yeah, hey, how's it going? Like really awkward interaction. And now it's this thing where I think we notice each other when we're in the same area at the same time. Like we both notice each other, and it's this constant chess game of like how we can go about our business while pretending to not
That's
notice
so weird.
Each other for like
That's so weird.
20 minutes. It's so bad. And my girlfriend knows who she is too. So like whenever they always see each other now too. And it's just this, like, I can
they
see
also
them
do the
like,
chess thing?
Maybe I actually can't tell.
So, callers, listeners, both.
Oh yeah.
If you have, do you have any examples of times you've met hookups or matches in public, and have purposely ignored them or been purposely ignored? If you do, give us a call at 604-822-2487.
That's
604-822-2487.
Sorry, just playing the Scarface again. It's very satisfying. You guys, I realize most of you can't hear it, but when I go like this, then I just hear the end credits to Scarface.
Gotcha. Okay. So. Wow, you have all the power in the world, man. That is the kind of dream job.
Anyway, if you want to call, you need advice, then call 604-822-2487 or 604-UBC-CITR.
Yeah. So
you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on the
Backburner Show.
That was so late.
Sorry.
Okay, go.
That was Roman's story. Who? Sorry, we haven't done introductions.
Oh, yeah.
Who are we? Isaac. Who are you?
Teo. Just kidding. I'm Isaac.
My name's Teo. I'm one of the hosts.
Isaac.
Also one of the hosts.
My name's Brian.
Yes.
There for the week.
Roman. Just chilling.
Sinead. Brenna.
I'm the king, baby.
And I'm Sean.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hello.
Eric Andre.
Eric Andre's clap. So, does anyone have any examples of this? Of seeing matches?
Someone dumped me and I saw them recently and they acted like I didn't exist.
Ooh.
I knew that was going to happen. It's just like.
Wait,
it's just wild.
Hold the front door. What was the context, though?
It was
like
a concert.
Walking in the street? It
was like they were around.
Okay. Yeah. But, like, enough that they actually maybe did not see you?
Oh, we definitely made eye contact once. Gotcha. Yeah, no, it was definitely, like, a thing. And it's just interesting. I don't have much to say about it, but it's just, it's such a weird feeling how, yeah, you could be, like, best friends with somebody and they...
and then they just forget about you the next second? Yeah.
I don't know. I think that, like, should we... like expect people to talk to their exes. I think part of the thing about getting over someone is just allowing people to have space, and talking to someone can set you back like quite a while of your own personal like separation from that person.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Is there a button booth going on? What songs? What type of sounds do you have on your?
It's playing the Eric Andre laughing track every time someone finishes saying something.
There, you can have like a full button booth on there, and then you can have like that. Wow, yeah.
No, okay. But, okay. So I think I've had a few times where actually not a few times. I had it once today on my way here.
Yeah,
actually,
that was funny.
Where I had that like a hookup that I had hooked up with, and I was like, ooh, and I looked away. It was me though. I think that ignored them. I stonewalled them.
Why?
Mainly because like they, I don't know. It could be you or them don't take it seriously, the breakup or like the fizzle seriously, and so you're like still angry at that person. So you kind of like, but that's not why I did it. I just don't like thinking about it. I think like everyone makes like hookups that they didn't really want to do, right? Or like that, like they're regrettable. Not to say that they're regrettable. But, like, it's just, I don't know. For me, I want to disconnect from it. Mm-hmm. And so I just stonewall.
I think it's, like, emotionally exhausting, too, though.
To stonewall?
No, to just, like, to interact
That's
with
true.
That person.
Yeah,
you don't
want
to interact.
Exactly.
You don't want to spend the energy. And then you're like, what am I even going to get out of it? Probably just awkwardness.
I feel like maybe it's like a self-defense thing. Like, I don't want to put in the effort or the emotional effort to deal with this situation right now, so that's like defaulted.
It's like the breakup version of the stop and chat.
Yeah.
Do you know the stop
and
chat?
For the users, explain it. What's stop and chat?
It's this Larry David thing. It was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's very much like when you're walking down the street and you see someone you know, or you're walking around campus, you see someone you know. Like you don't? Do you feel like you want to actually stop and have that 30-second conversation?
Oh, never,
dude. It's
never.
The worst. It's the stop. It's called,
I never want to talk to anybody.
There you go. It's called the stop and chat.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's different. Like if you're actually friends with that person, you want to talk to them. But it's like those people you know from like first year or something, and you met them a couple times.
You know vaguely, but you recognize enough to feel the need to like make contact.
It's very
with them.
Strange.
I want to. I like talking to these people. It makes me feel like I have like a lot more friends than I like. I mean, I have friends, right? But you may, I don't know. Yeah. You feel like popular, right? Like I don't know. I was never popular in high school. It's great to. Thanks for the clap.
I agree.
It's great to like know that you have people there that know you.
Man, I agree. I agree. Plus, it's so freaking rainy and sad here all the time. Like it's just kind of fun to walk around and be like, oh, I know you. What's up? What's up? How's it going? Like, and then you move 10 feet down the road and there's somebody else. Hey, how's it going?
There's a difference though. Like, I love stopping people. Like, I like feeling popular and be like, oh, hello, oh, hello. And people are like, oh my God, you know so many people. Oh my goodness. And there's a different, oh yeah, I know. Thank you. But there's a difference between like stopping and being like, oh, hello, look at me. Yeah, I know people. And actually like having the conversation and be like, oh, how are you doing? And then it's even more awkward when you stop and chat with someone that you don't want to talk to and you're like, oh, how have you been doing? Yeah,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, and then they say, no, I'm actually not doing really well. And then they try to unload a bunch of stuff onto you.
Oh my God.
What do you do then?
For me, it's more like I talk to them or I'll see them and I'll stop and chat with them, not because I really want to, but just because I need to maintain that social connection. Because if you don't do it and you see them and you ignore them, then like essentially this vague connection that's already so not very well established breaks off, and then you can't talk to that person again because they'll be angry at you for some reason. At least that's what my self-conscious thinks.
But then like there's some people that we have to ask, like, is there even a point in keeping that social connection? Like, I feel like I'll have that conversation with someone that I like would, if I saw them at a party, I'd probably talk to them more. But if there's someone that I would just never want to talk to again, then why am I gonna, you know, wave, do the whole hi, how's it going, and then, you know, keep going with my life?
Yeah, I guess it's probably with, I mean, at least with me, I want to make sure I keep all these social connections in case.
Why do you mean?
There's no like particular reason.
What's going to happen?
I feel the urge to like, make sure I'm connected with everybody constantly.
Why do you feel that?
I mean,
extroverted? I don't know.
To go off of what you're saying, though, like, I think everyone's kind of a blank canvas, and we only know what they've kind of told us so far and then what we've heard from other people. So there's always that potential that these people might turn into something more.
True.
So yeah, it's kind of nice to keep those options open, and like you might have a class with them next semester and then you end up becoming really close friends.
Exactly. You don't know when you'll see this person again, especially on campus. Like, even though it's big, you might have the same class together, be in the same tutorial class, and you, by keeping that interaction alive by doing the stop and chats, it helps you in the future with situations like that. Because if you don't do stop and chat, then it'll be weird. Like, there'd be some tension in the air.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that I see that I don't know very well, but I end up running into them like every weekend or every other weekend, just at like the same house parties. And if I don't say hi, I'm creating an awkward situation for the next three times that I see them. I'm going to make a commitment to ignoring them. Like, it's just weird.
Exactly.
You know what? I learned something right now.
What?
It was a good conversation. Like, it's just good to put the positive energy forward. You don't know how it's going to come back to you. You know?
Yeah, actually,
keep the positive energy.
Anyway,
glowing.
I want some positive energy calling into the show. Can we say the number?
Yeah, positive energy. Call into the show.
Show us positive energy. We'll give you some back. 604-822-2487. Call us now at
604-822-2487.
Yeah, we're always looking for your sticky situations, any relationships that you have going on. Oh, maybe actually anything. Sticky situations. We never know.
Sticky. Help with fly traps.
Fly trap, is that a thing?
The mouse traps.
Sticky traps?
Sticky.
Yeah.
Everyone, what's the thing that you could use a fly trap for that isn't exclusively for flies?
A bum hole.
What? Brenna knows her insect facts.
Well, as someone who collects lots of bugs, there's like a lot of tape. You can use pitfall traps. You can just leave an open container of alcohol. They fall in and you pick them out and you're like, what is this?
So you're into bugs?
Yeah, but not sexually.
Okay, but one of our themes of the show is insect genitals, which is going to be super interesting.
I think that needs to instantly go on the back burner.
Are we not talking about it?
Insect genitals?
Yeah, I have.
You were talking about insect sex a little bit, and then you brought up this bug
Brenda.
Thing.
It was Brenda that was.
And there's another layer to it.
Yo, why
I just didn't
me
know.
The bus right
there's
away.
A whole layer.
Okay, can you play that Careless Whisper, the saxophone part? Can you?
How long will it take? Specifically,
I just imagine
part.
Like Brenna in the in Brenna just getting ready, and a man comes in a bug suit, Careless Whispers playing. Brenna looks across at this man in the bug suit, and she's like, "Hello."
I don't appreciate this.
So it's not a bug in a suit? It's not a man in a bug suit?
Hello, my name is Mr. Bug. I'm here to infest your meat. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Put that on a back
burner. I'm going to lay eggs in your eyeballs.
Oh, that's funny. No, but we actually just watched a... what kind of fly was it, Brenna?
The tsetse fly.
We were watching a tsetse fly.
Tsetse fly.
Give birth, live birth.
It gives live birth about 9 times in its lifespan.
That's crazy. How long does it live for, Britta?
Like a month.
It's pretty good. That's like a twice a week kind of thing.
Yeah, like
that's
casually.
A casual relationship.
If anyone has any corrections and wants to call in.
Yeah. Do you know a lot about tsetse flies? You know, call in at 604-822-2487.
Do you guys remember the moment you were born?
No. I don't think that's how it works.
Just what was it like?
I feel like we're that 70s.
Really hot.
We're in a radio. We're confined to a radio booth.
It was very warm.
Like Breakfast Club.
But then it was very cold all of a sudden.
I was watching this BuzzFeed.
Wow, that's deep, Isaac. That is some great stuff. It was warm and it was cold all of a sudden.
There was this BuzzFeed video and they were trying to recreate the feeling of a womb. And it was really,
for adults?
We have $300 to recreate the feeling of a womb. And
why is it Australian?
Yeah, it's really weird. It was BuzzFeed. And then they went to this, float house. And then afterwards, they're like, oh, I can see why babies cry after they leave the womb because it was a really sad moment. Yeah, I don't know. It was really weird. It's just weird.
Huh.
Yeah, why were you talking about wombs?
I'm glad I brought that up. That was a good story.
For real.
Miracle of birth is enchanting, and we just don't understand it yet on some levels. You know, when do you become a person? You know,
It depends what country you're in.
You're religious.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a self awareness. Whether or not that's like just recognizing yourself in a mirror or like being able to question things. Because that's when, really, I think humanity comes into place. Because every other species is still alive, but it doesn't question things. Why is life like this? What is the meaning of this?
Does it even make it... I know, but, like, does it even matter, though?
Self-aware.
Like, isn't all life, like, we're all going to decompose, be eaten by detritivores or whatever at some point in our life? Like, does it really matter that we can formulate these sentences? I don't know. Right. Why are you guys... Yeah. Everyone's looking outside the studio just so
it's
that...
It's like a sad rainy day. And we're all glancing outside the studio.
I don't know. I think we should play a song.
I think so, too. I have a great song.
I already chose one.
He's been waiting for you.
I can play two songs.
Do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Back Burner.
Where
on
is
CITR 101.9 FM. We're an advice show specializing in relationships. Call us in at any time, including during the song. We'll stop and we'll answer. We'll help out. 604-822-2487. We're going to play a song for y'all. We'll be right back on CITR. I committed.
The seventh element.
Okay. Okay.
Your black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, a Haitian. Name is Fife Borg from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. But sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop dimes cause you couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said. couldn't relate like yourself, girl, please set to him. You couldn't relate like yourself, girl, please set to him. Be like yourself, girl, please set to him. Be like yourself, girl, please set to him. Be like yourself, girl, please set to him. Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drive you insane, drive you up a wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of Poontang until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original road boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run their yap. Word to God, hun.
Hello, hello, hello.
Turn this shit off.
Wait.
Hello. Hi, what's up?
Can we get, like, just a little bit of audio?
Is this the talk show?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I heard you talking about insects a while back.
We were talking about insects.
Do you want to talk about insects?
Yes, please. Can we talk for, like, 2 seconds?
Wait a second.
I want to talk about this. Okay, who is this? Hi, okay, what were you going to talk about? Can you tell us a bit?
I don't know. What do you want to know?
What do we want to know?
What's your favorite bug?
Yeah, what is your favorite bug?
Hummingbird, hawk moth.
Hummingbird,
and why is it your favorite
moth.
Bug?
You need to get on this.
I feel like there's a second one missing.
Well, it's a very pretty moth that flies around like a hummingbird.
Take your headphones off.
I mean, that's definitely good enough. Okay. Oh, this is really loud.
I'm turning it up. Take it so everyone can hear.
Do you have any?
Okay. Never mind. That doesn't work. I thought that would work. My bad.
Sorry, caller. Keep going.
Okay, keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going, man.
Yeah. Do you have any advice you need? You got any sticky situations you need to get out of?
Did he hang up?
No.
Your life is good.
Wow.
You're,
well, hey,
you don't have
good
any,
for you, man.
Yeah,
good for
no issues.
Keep it going strong.
This guy has no issues.
No issues.
Apparently.
Nothing's wrong with you, man.
So you're listening to the show for future scenarios.
Yeah.
Future scenarios. Let's see.
What?
I mean, I would.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We're gonna keep the show going. Sorry for cutting you off like this. We're getting another call.
See you later.
We're hanging up on you.
Oh God.
Hello.
That man was boring as cardboard.
New guy.
That's so mean.
No, you weren't boring. We love your passion.
There's a new person. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
You sound a lot more interesting.
So mean.
So mean. Okay, continue. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Is this the relationship advice show?
Yes, you came to the right place.
Okay, fantastic. I have a question.
For sure.
What are the group's thoughts on water births?
I think it can get messy real fast. Like live, jeez. Like water births, like birthing into a water?
Yeah, like what if my significant other wants to have a child in the bathtub?
Well, I don't know. Brennan, what do you think?
Sorry, repeat the question.
Yeah, so I'm just asking about water birth and having a child birthed into water, like in the bathtub or something like that.
Have you ever seen this? And I want to know your experience with water birth and how it's affected you personally before we dive into this topic.
Well, my experience is that my significant other wants to have a child in the bathtub, but I don't want to do that because I don't want the bathtub to get messy.
Well, I've seen it on a kiddie pool before. The midwife will come in and fill up a kiddie pool with water, and then that will happen. But I feel like it does get really messy, but apparently it's less painful. So it's really kind of, maybe have a good discussion and get some scientific research in there.
But first, I want to unpack this. Why do you want to know about water births?
He has a wife.
What's sparking your interest?
His wife.
It's my wife. She wants to have our child in the bath.
So you've got a woman pregnant.
Did we even ask you for your name, sir?
Yeah, what's your name, man?
We don't need to get into that.
Is it causing significant strain on your relationship? What advice? Because,
well, it's causing a lot of stress. I mean, it's an expensive bathtub, but we just got renovated, or washed and renovated. So, I'm a little worried about that.
I mean, if it's a jacuzzi tub, then the baby will have a good experience coming out.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry.
Is this? I didn't know this was a joke to you, sir.
No, it's not a joke. Okay. Were you born in a water birth? Do you know that?
Excuse me.
No, sir, were you born
in a water birth?
Okay, hold on. I have some actual advice.
So,
a good buddy of mine, his older sister just had a baby via water birth. It was probably the most intense situation that they could have dealt with, only because they lived in a really small town. They insisted on a water birth, and moreover, like with a water birth, you really have to be prepared for kind of having a backup of everything, kind of having two, I'll call them nurses, or a doula or something, like always having your go-to doula and a backup ready, and always having, literally having the car running in the last week or week and a half or so, because a water birth can always go wrong, mm-hmm. only because you could have a complication like a C-section or something else. So being prepared to go to the hospital is always number one, and then after that, move forward.
That's crazy.
Well, thank you for that.
That was wise.
Yeah, that's incredibly applicable to my situation.
So what are you feeling right now? Did we answer your question?
I think you did answer my question for the most part, but again, it was an expensive bathtub, and I'm just worried that, what if the bathtub gets ruined and we'll have to buy another one?
You're going to have a kid, man. That's going to be so much more important than a bathtub.
I forgot about that. Well, now I'm a little bit stressed.
Next time you get a woman pregnant, conceive it on a waterbed instead. You won't have to do all this water crap after.
So, Colin, we realize this advice might not be helpful to you, and we have proposed a solution.
We're starting a lifestyle brand. It's called Poop. And there's a little period, and it's in Helvetica font on a gray background, okay?
Is it Helvetica Noi or Helvetica Bold?
It's Helvetica Bold, and then there is Helvetica Light underneath. It's all aligned so beautifully. And basically what this lifestyle brand aims to do is prepare young millennial parents like yourself with the resources required to have an aesthetic life.
And an aesthetic water birth.
I like that. Yeah, well, so
I'd be more into the whole water birth thing if it was in Helvetica, I'll be honest.
Yeah, so we can deliver a gray tank of water, Helvetica Light and Bold Poop water.
Okay, so Sean is our creative director in the show, as you can tell. He's creating a brand right now, ladies and gentlemen. We got a song for him.
Okay. Well, I think I've taken up my fair share of time here on air, but thank you very much for all your
thank support. You.
Get them all.
Thank you for calling.
No
and
problem.
We love
Cut
you.
Cut the line.
Yes, okay, thank we you love very you. Much.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was Aiden.
That was Aiden.
I know. It's probably because it's the 21st and we found out that there might be a 3-day transit strike.
There is a three-day transit strike.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, folks. So if you're doing anything Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on transit, make sure your plans.
If you have a booty call across town, make some different plans.
They have a bike.
Or an Evo.
Yeah.
Or date someone with a car.
Okay, are we going to play a song?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is so for Aiden.
We're playing this song for someone who may or may not be named Aiden.
Yeah. We don't know.
We don't know.
Oh, not that song. I don't know what happened there. Oh, okay. I got a lot of tabs open.
All right.
Okay.
Oh.
Sugar baby.
We are back. We're back.
Back. You're listening to
The Backburner Show
on CITR 101.9 FM. We're a relationship advice show. You can call us anytime throughout our show, and we will try to answer your questions and give you some advice. And the number to call is 604-822-2487. And our theme for this last segment of the show, or other half segment of the show, is sugar babies, sugar daddies, sugar mama. I don't really know all the different names. What do we think of that? Do we want to be a sugar baby?
I literally just had a conversation about this with my partner.
Describe what a sugar baby is first.
What a sugar baby is, I mean, it's just like an arrangement where, like, you know, someone's cute and someone's has money and they give the cute person money, right?
Sounds pretty
great. You know, a lot of people are into that kind of stuff. You know, I never was, but, you know, I found myself, like, dating someone and they were, like, just, like, giving me money. And it was interesting. It definitely, like, made an interesting dynamic going forward.
No kidding.
Where we had to, like, draw a line. I was like, you got to stop doing that because it creates a weird equilibrium, you know? Anyway.
That's so interesting.
If you have more questions, yeah.
like physically giving you money or, like, paying for experiences?
The experiences, but also, like, here's lunch money or, like, whatever. Okay. And I didn't ask for it.
That would make me feel so belittled.
I don't know.
I'm sitting here on my own business.
It was great, though. I mean, like, you know, like, you're hanging out with somebody and then, like, you also get lunch. Like, I don't know. Like, it was chill.
Oh,
but
my God. Yeah, I had a lovely partner that paid for experiences for me. I would never ask them prior to, like, cover me, but every time I'd gesture that I'd pay, they were like, no, let me pay. And that was great. I didn't get any lunch money. That would have definitely been a little bit too weird, getting handed physical cash.
I think if there's, like, a weird class dynamic in your relationship, like, not necessarily like you're dating an older person, but let's say they were used to very expensive outings all the time and you just can't afford it, and they're saying, no, I want to do these things with you, and they were paying for that, I think that'd be very sweet. But anything else just seems like it would be a weird power dynamic. Like, if you had an older person especially giving you money to be their friend or, like, confidant, I just feel like that's
you,
a bit,
you know, sorry to interrupt you.
No,
ancient Greek culture, they assumed that you would make friends and have, like, an older mentor, at least two in your life. Like, I'm talking about, like, 70, you know, and you're, like, in your teens, like, older teens. They say it's, like, normal in, like, human society to want that and, like, have that. Like, I have two professors at UBC that are probably in their late 70s that I like hang out with. We go climbing together, like a one-on-one, like to Squamish, like, and he's like a mentor. But it's so strange.
You're crazy for that.
It's crazy. It's, wow.
I don't think it's. I don't think it's that crazy. I think mentorship is really. Like, I worked for. Well, I should, probably shouldn't say this on air, but I worked for a mentoring nonprofit this past summer, and mentoring has such profound impact on the ability to get people out of poverty and change the cycles of poverty, because your parents only know as much as they've know to. Be in the position that they are, but sometimes being having someone that has been able to, you know, build themselves up in a different way is like a good alternative path that you might want to follow, or giving some good like coping mechanisms. And when they're not your parents, you get a different perspective from them than someone else. So, yeah.
Yeah, I do agree. Like when a skill set is involved, that type of mentorship seems okay, but when money gets involved, it's, things start to get tricky. It's like, what you're rewarding my behavior
but like
for.
Every relationship involves that money dynamic. No matter what, someone is usually paying for stuff.
For sure.
And like in every other relationship I've had before this one, I've been paying for everything. So it's interesting to, and I mean, that made me upset too, because it's like, it's people don't
realize
that you are spending your money, and they don't realize how you're getting your money, which is you go to work or whatever, and what you're doing when you're doing that, right? So it does create like interesting dynamics in every relationship, because I mean, people want to treat you, but also at what point do they need you, or what else?
There was some great advice that I heard someone give, like a, I think it was a speech for motivational speakers, and he said that both parties should try to be equal to what they have. So, for example, if one of you in the couple is way wealthier, makes way more money, then they should pay more, but you still chip in what you can, according to like what you make. And I think that like to show an equality of it, because as soon as one person starts outweighing the other, it feels like they value their time less, or they value your time more than the other, and then it creates this like really strange like subconscious. I don't know, inequality almost?
It's inequity. Like, equity is the, like, matching people kind of where they're at. And I think equity in any relationship's important. Like, if, I don't know, if you have lots of time and you can draw out, like, huge love letters and all this stuff, but the other person doesn't have any time, I don't think that, like, because they're working all the time, then I don't think, like, it's not money-wise, but just, like, you shouldn't expect for them to... Like, they're doing the best they can.
I wonder what the callers think. Callers, do you have any experience with one partner and you're in a relationship, they pay for everything, they give you money, and how that makes you feel? Are you cool with that? What's the vibe? The number to call us at is 604-822-2487. And tell us what you think about paying for or having things paid for you on dates, and if you're in a relationship or if you're on a first-time date, because I feel like there might be a little bit different of etiquette there.
I mean, what are people doing out there? Are they still, are men still paying for the first date? Is that like the vibe or not?
I have,
it's so contextual.
I was something to say about, sorry, this is kind of related to what you're saying. I mean, when I first went out with this girl I was with during first and second year, like I paid for the first date. But then, like, we just went back and forth. But then, like, her family was, like, quite wealthy. And when we went on trips and stuff, she would, like, help pay if it was, like, somewhere kind of crazy. We went to Mexico, and that was cool. And it was, like, it's an interesting feeling when someone can, like, help with those kinds of things. That they just have the money in their family. And it's, like, it's nice because they do it for people that are important to them. You know what I mean? But
for sure.
I think we're just talking about, like, equity and that kind of concept. There's this other concept I learned about called equalization, and it's pretty much that you can like owe someone a favor, but you can also feel like you owe someone else a favor back. Like you could be positive or negative, right? You know what I mean? Like negative and positive reinforcement of it.
It's like when someone offers you something and you accept it, but then you feel like
you have to
indebted,
pay them back.
Indebted.
So it's interesting because you kind of emotionally feel that way, and it's hard to acknowledge that, I think. So I don't know, I would just keep that in mind.
I think just being honest where you're at with people is important. Because, like, if I want to go on a coffee date, or someone wanted to go on a coffee date, and I just did not have the money that week, and I was like, honestly, I'm broke. Let's just walk around the seawall. And they were completely fine with that. And I just, like, honestly, like, I think that if you're going out to do something, personally, I think that either both person people should pay. Like, I don't think one person should pay for the other person. But that's against, obviously, like, cultural
sure.
norms.
Yeah.
But generally, I don't think it's, like, I don't think that that, I think it reinforces patriarchal, like, sentiments that I don't think are, I think are a bit outdated.
Mm-hmm. I actually had someone message me a week ago saying, you should take me out. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, no, like, we can just, like, well, we'll pay for each other. Or we'll pay for ourselves, rather. And she's like, no, you should pay because you're the guy. And I'm like, what? I, like, this is via text. And I kind of went off on her about how, like, feminist movements try to get rid of this, like,
what movements?
Feminist movements, like the first wave of feminism, second wave of feminism, back in the 1900s, tried to create this, like, equality between women and men. And that when, like, women use certain things like that for themselves, it's, like, it just rebuilds the stigma they're trying to get rid of. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Do you call that again?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
What's the word for that? Chivalry?
No.
Is that the word?
No. What you said. No, it's more like...
I think chivalry is super easy to do. Like, I can easily hold a door open to someone.
Yeah,
and that... But I don't, like... Also, yeah, I'm not dating girls, so I don't know. I probably would.
Two chivalrous guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you guys think? You're the girls here, like...
I'm not dating a guy right
now. I know, you're not dating a guy.
Recently, just been doing, like, half and half. Like, also because I'm in a situation where it's not quite dating. It's like, okay, so you pay for half, I pay for half. But just, like, also, like, save some other conversations because it makes it super clear, like, what's going on. But I find it's, like, sometimes I will go out with someone or I'll just, like, be out and we'll be doing something that'll be, like, $11. It'll be, like, getting food, getting a coffee, and they'll be like, no, I'm broke. I can't spend $11. To me, I wouldn't get caught up on $11 per se, so I would probably be like, oh, I'll just, like, pay for you. But if that dynamic, like, keeps happening over and over where they're just, like, they're constantly short and I'm constantly, like, paying over, like, I think, like, in the past it's, like, brought up, like, some funny questions about that.
Honestly, I agree. And from the same side, if, like, I know that person is working more or, like, they're working full-time, they, like, do more, like, it won't feel as bad, but I still want to make sure that, like, I still get them back. So I'm like, okay, they got the last thing. I got to make sure I get this one. But then they're like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really interesting dynamic, too, especially in college, because you have some people who are working 40 hours a week and making no money. Like, if they're on an internship or they're doing something that just doesn't include a financial payout, it can change the dynamic, but the respect is still there. My girlfriend and I really do the same system, but we do, I mean, like, and again, we don't, like, get tripped up over 10-15 bucks, and it actually kind of created this a much better social dynamic, because we're able to now compete on who gets to buy who things or who's going to surprise who with something, as opposed to constantly waiting for getting paid back or someone's always in the negative, something like that. So it's just, instead of trying to keep a balance, we just try to do right by each other as we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like this is also, like, a building stone for, like, trust in a relationship. It's like, do you respect you for your belongings and everything, or do you take advantage whenever you can?
Yeah.
It also brings up a point about love languages for some people. Like, speaking of, it's like, would you be comfortable with somebody paying for stuff for you? I think some people, it's like they, like, being taken care of is kind of a love language. And that, for some people, that's like taking care of you when you're sick, maybe doing your laundry, like picking up your groceries for you. For others, it can translate into gifts and other stuff like that. It's like that's how they feel loved. So in that case, like having money spent on you with that kind of love language personality type is a bit different.
Is that culturally based?
I think it can be, but I would also think about, like, people's home lives, like, where they came from, and, like, which is definitely culturally based. Mm-hmm. Like, if your parents just took care of everything for you, and then your partner started to, like, do things for you, you wouldn't think that much about it.
For sure.
I think it's all temporal, and you go with the flow of whatever the relationship's looking like. I feel like that's with most relationships, though, and everything in a relationship. Just open and honest communication and moving with the flow and kind of going with it. And if they're not going to, like, communicate with you open and honestly, then you probably shouldn't be dating them in the first place, frankly. Or, I don't know, like, you should take the risk of, like, trying to establish what you are comfortable with and what you're not comfortable with, and going with the mutual, like, curiosity of, or not curiosity, but just figuring out what each other's boundaries are. And like, that's, I feel like, how relationships grow and develop, whether it's a friendship or a relationship in general.
I totally agree. And on that nice note, we have a song for you.
I've learned a lot. Thanks, yeah. Guys.
Wow. We have a song for you called How Long Will I Love You by John Bowden. It's a great song. I hope you guys enjoy.
Okay, here we go.
How long will I love you? As long as stars are above you. Longer if I can. As long as the seasons meet to follow their plan. How long will I be with you? As long as the sea is bound to wash upon the sand. As you want me to, and longer by far. How long will I hold you? As long as your father told you. As long as you are. How long will I give to you? And as long as say, how long will I love you? As long as stars are above you. Longer if I may.
job. Blowing like the time for the mob. Try to tell me that this world is ours. Selfish with that pussy like it's mine. Peppermint, double mint, experiment type of she the type of chick to get right on the dick. Ride on the dick with no license and shit. No relatives, sentimental, detrimental. Could compare to this relevance. She the type of chick to get right on the dick. Ride on the dick with no license and shit. Back and forth, wall to wall, use a jaw, lost the draws. Pussy got one letter R and it's so good. Shout out my ex though, she was the best though. Got all my dinners, hella fresh though. I bought back that shirt, she had a mesh shirt. I turned it to a sweatshirt, throwing that sweatshirt. She fuck with Earl too, she fuck with girls too. I fuck with her too. Tell her quit the chat and jaws made for chewing. If you fucking with me, bet you know what you're doing. Like,
pop it. Get the new CD, feel me before they kill me. Feel me right now.
Feel
me.
You heard me?
Hat time. I like a dirty, dirty. The nutty, beat it, beat it. Tell her lies and I promise her a lot of shit. She'll never get.
Thanks for listening to Back Burner. We'll be back next Thursday, hopefully. Transit Strike, though.
Yes.
Transit Strike.
We'll
though.
See you next time.
Next time.
On the Back Burner Show. Thanks for tuning in, guys. See you next week.
Easy. Good night.
Bouncing around, bouncing.
Shout out to them people, people. Mad ethnic right now.
I get it how I live it.
Wait a minute.
I live it how I get it. Come to motherfucking digits. I pull it with a lemon.
Wait a minute.
Not cause she ain't living. It's just your eyes get acidic. And this ain't a scrimmage.
Wait a minute.
Motherfucker, we ain't finished.
What?
I told you we won't stop. A nigga by the business.
Wait a minute.
Like yours, but you're renting. Wave hello to the top. Nigga, the bay wrong guy.
Wait a minute.
Tell the paparazzi get the lens right.
Wait a minute.
Got the window down top, blown live.
Wait a minute.
Got the hazard on the Doom 5.
Wait a minute.
You could catch me, Ree, in
wait
the new LaFerrari. And the truck behind me got arms. Yeah,
wait a
longer
minute.
Than LeBron. Just waiting from
wait
a thumb like the Fonz. Woo, this
wait
beat tastes like lunch, but it's running from
what?
Veneers and
wait
it's running from the fronts. But every day,
wait
hey, well, lemonade. Once
a
nigga graduate, would I be okay? So
wait
I played and I played. It's Rihanna, nigga. My
wait
constellation is space. Warp speed. Double spark, couldn't chase. Nigga,
bath salt. Bite your speakers in the face. 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 Bath salt. Bite your speakers in the
face. Don't you love this? Some of the swat I made this, y'all. Really saying something that is so on point. Let your grandma and grandpa dance on this joint to make it beat so clear you think we're off to church after it's said and done. It's time to go home. It's getting real cold, though we're wearing our clothes. Let's not forget to be grateful for how far we've come. And start not counting our blessings, cause some honest they have none. Check it out, y'all. This wasn't so easy. Cause it was- so easy. Greatness. It's in you. That's a wrap.
Choosing, and I'ma stay for a